Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Leseitze Isha, a woman should not go out on Shabbos, but machet with a needle, Hanakuva, that has an eye, that has a hole. When there's a hole at the top of the needle, obviously it is used for sewing. So this is not a tachshit, it's not jewelry. She would be chayav achatas, even if she's not carrying it in her hands, even if she just, let's say, connects it to her dress or tucks it in. You know, some people think if you tuck something onto your clothes, that's automatically called not carrying. That's not necessarily the case. Vayter zakta mishnah, v'loy v'tabah, she cannot go out with the ring, she yesh olel choysen, that has a seal on it. Because it wasn't normal for women to walk around with that type of a ring. Therefore, that would not be considered jewelry. Vayter zakta mishnah, v'loy b'chul yar. That was a type of a ring or a big ring they would put over their head, had like the shape of the head. Most women didn't wear that. That's not considered jewelry. But like the cheveles. Cheveles is a spice bundle. Even though the bundle sometimes would be made out of a kesher, a knot of silver or gold, but they would put in spices, and the purpose of this wasn't jewelry. It was to take away a bad odor. So it's not called jewelry. For that matter, she can't walk out with a bottle, shell pulyatain, of perfume. V'yem yatzasa, if she does go out with this, chayeves chatas, she's mechuyev a karban chatas. Divi Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim, poitri, the chachamim say she would be potter, v'chayveles, in the case of the chayveles, that's the spice bundle, u'bitzloiches shell pulyatain, and the little bottle from the perfume man. Because they hold, the Chachamim hold, and this is considered like a jewelry. After all, if it's made to smell nice, that's like jewelry, isn't it? L'chadchila, however, even the Chachamim agree she shouldn't wear this, because she may take it off to show someone what it's like, and then she'll forget and come to carry it.